Right now, let's hop around a chance to take a quick peek at the two Gemaras you were working on, a Chatzishir, as it were, and to consider where that sends us for next time. Let's actually begin with the Gemara in Erechim. The Gemara in Erechim, as we were talking about earlier, here you see it. So Gemara Erechim, we talked about earlier, is in the it's in the context. Erechim is Bakachim. What's Tefillin doing here? So the Gemara had gotten into a series of Hakol Chayavin BeX, a series of statements that about various mitzvahs. Everyone is chayv in such and such a mitzvah. And the Gemara wants to know, well, isn't that obvious? Why would I have thought that this mitzvah does not apply to certain categories of Jews? And the Gemara explains. So here we have Hakol Chayavin BeTefillin. Kohanim Levim Yisrael, in the middle of Erechim Dav Gimel Amud Beis. All Jews, all Jewish men, are obligating tefillin regardless of your genealogy. Regardless whether you're a Kohen or Levi Yisrael, either way, you're chayiv in tefillin. So Gemara says, Pshita. That seems pretty obvious. Why would I have thought that tefillin is unique to Kohanim or unique to Levim, unique to Yisraelim? Why shouldn't tefillin apply to all? And the Gemara explains, well, Kohanim is strichle. I needed to know that tefillin applies to Kohanim. Why is it a chiddush that Kohanim are chayiv in tefillin? Samach da'alav stands for Sakadaita Chamina. I might have thought to say, here's the Havmina. Here's why I could have imagined that Kohanim are parts of tefillin. Because ho'il, since uchsev uksharetam le'osal yadecha v'yotatavos b'ninecha. The Torah tells me this week's parsha. Now this is this week's parsha. This week's parsha. Next week's parsha. Uksharetam le'osal yadecha v'yotatavos b'ninecha. You put a tie on the tefillin shel yad, and you have the tefillin shel rosh. So since the Torah presents it that way, called the Ise b'mitzvah de yad. That's a confused. Now some guys had some difficulty with the nukudas in that word. That's de yad. Called the Ise b'mitzvah de yad. Whoever is included in the mitzvah of the yad, whoever is chayiv in the tefillin shel yad, Ise b'mitzvah de rosh is also included in the mitzvah of the shel rosh. By the way, the word Ise, we spoke in the past about the shin in Hebrew will often show up as a tough in Aramaic. Not always. It has to do with Arabic correspondence, not for now. But the word shalosh in Hebrew is telasa in Aramaic. The word shor in Hebrew is tura in Aramaic. The word sheleg for snow is talga in Aramaic. So here also, yesh, there is, becomes is with a tough. And as we'll see in a moment, lo yesh, there isn't, becomes less or lessa. So here we're adding a pronoun suffix at the end. Not just isa, but ise. Yesh, no, he is. He is. Called to ise, anyone who is. If he is included in the mitzvah of yad, he's also included in the mitzvah of shel rosh. And so I'm a Kohen. I wear a shel yad. V'hani kohanim hova lesnehu, less there you go, lesnehu. They are not included. The mitzvah diyad, kohanim are not chayiv in the mitzvah of shal yad. Really, not chayiv in the mitzvah of shal yad? Kohanim are aware of shal rosh? Not exactly. But here's what we mean. Dechziv yilbash al b'saro. What's that pasuk talk about? He should wear it on his flesh. What's that pasuk talk about? What's the context? I'll tell you on the side. Levash al kohen midobad. Mechne zebad yilbash al b'saro. Meherim es hadeshen. Parshat Tzav, the Kohen is wearing what? He's wearing Big Day Kahuna. He's wearing Big Day Kahuna to function the Beis HaMikdash, and so the Kesonas has to be Al Besara, has to be directly against his skin. So if it has to be directly against his skin, you can't have any Chatzitza. Shalei Davar Chotzeis Benovem Besaro. You can't have anything lying in between the Kesonas and his arm, and his skin. So therefore, what can he not have between his arm and his ksona specifically, tefillin shel yad. So he's not going to wear the tefillin shel yad underneath the ksonas. Now, where else could the shel yad go? Could have gone on top of the ksonas. Right? Exactly. Could have gone on top of the ksonas. So, So apparently that's also the Pashup Shai see from this Gemara, two things as an aside. Both that there's the issue of chatzitza. Gemara is explicit. There's the issue of chatzitza when it comes to Big Day Kahuna. You cannot, a Kohen wearing Big Day Kahuna cannot have anything underneath the Big Day Kahuna, between the Big Day Kahuna and the skin. The Big Day Kahuna have to be directly up against the skin. The Gemara, that's the Gemara is explicit about. There's no chatzitza by Big Day Kahuna. The Gemara also implies that tefillin should not have chatzitza. So I cannot have the tefillin on top of the ksonas, on top of my sleeve, because then I'm yotze the ksonas, but I'm not yotze the tefillin. That's the simple reading of our Gemara. There is a machlokas Rosh and Rashba, but the details, not for now. But Bekitzer, the Gemara says, the Kohen, let's move back from chatzitza to our Gemara's focus. The Gemara says, the Kohen Lamasa, Kohen wearing Big Deguna, is not wearing a shalyad. There's no way for him to wear a shalyad, so he doesn't. The aim of mitzvah derosh nami lo lechayvu. So maybe they shouldn't be chayvin in the mitzvah shal rosh either. I say, look, not going to wear a shal yad. Don't wear a shal rosh. Why would I have said that? By the way, why would I have said? What did the Gemara say? Since ho'el what, Yonatan? Very good. Very good. It's the fact that the Torah says, Ukshartim Uchsavtam. Well, I know there's a mitzvah shal rosh. What does that mean the Torah said? So exactly as Yonatan said, not only did the Torah tell me both dinim, but the Torah told me both dinim in the same pasuk. When you have two concepts in the same pasuk, we call that a hekesh. They're being banged together, as it were. Being knocked together. A hekesh, the rule of hekesh, the drasha of hekesh, that when you have two dinim or two concepts that appear in the same pasuk, we assume that they are intertwined and interconnected. So I would have thought that the shalyad and shalrosh always go together, and you cannot have one without the other. And therefore I would have thought that if the fellow can't wear the shalyad because he's a kohen b'shas avoda wearing a ksonas, so I would have thought a kohen b'shas avoda should not wear a shalrosh either. Kamash b'la, no. Again, just to clarify, kohanim outside of Beis HaMikdash, kohanim are not wearing Big Day Kahuna, of course, wear both a shalyad and a shalrosh. When the Gemara said, I would have thought kohanim are patei, I would have thought kohanim b'shas avoda. I would have thought kohanim wearing Big Day Kahuna are patei from tefillin. Now, they are not wearing a shalyad, but kamash b'la, they do wear a shalrosh. That was the point, says the Gemara, of that statement with which we began. Hakoch yavim b'tefillin, kohanim v'im yisraelim. We tell you that even kohanim b'shas avoda still are chayv in tefillin partially. They can't wear a shalyad, they have no choice, but they should still wear a shalrosh. So when you see pictures of the Mechon HaMikdash or other pictures of kohanim, the artist's conception of a kohen b'shas avoda, you'll often see that he's wearing a shalrosh, based on this Gemara. So the question is, hey, that was a good point. He's not wearing the shalyad, and there is a hekesh. So kamashma on what? What's the kamashma going to change? What's the maskana, as we were saying before? What's the motion from having to maskana? Which premise that the havmin was built on disappears the maskana? The Havmin is built on the premise that a Kohen B'Shas Avoda cannot wear a Shalyad because of Chatzitza, and that Shalyad and Shalrosh go hand in hand. No pun intended there. So Kamashvlan what? Often the Gemara doesn't explain which premise changes here. That does. Kamashvlan Dolma Akvi Ahadadi. The Gemara says Kamashvlan. The reason why we assume he does wear a Shalrosh is because Loma Akvi Ahadadi. We thought originally, we were assuming that the Shalyad Shalrosh are intertwined, and that they need each other, and you cannot have one without the other because of the hekesh. Kamashla, no. They don't hold one another back. Kidisnan tefila shayad in makeva shalrosh, shalrosh in makeva shalyad. That's a Mishnah in the fourth parak of Menachos. Our Mishnah in the third parak of Menachos has spoken about things that are ma'akev one another, specifically, the four parashas of tefillin are ma'akev one another. You cannot have a bias, a shayyad or a shalrosh, it's missing one parsha, it's worthless. But, the Mishnah says in the fourth parak, in the list of things which are not ma'akev one another, one item on that list is tefillin shayyad versus tefillin shalrosh. You can have one without the other. So since the truth is that they are not ma'akev one another, ideally you should wear both, but if you're, because of Big Day Kahuna, you cannot wear shalyad, you still should wear the shalrosh. Okay. Then the Gemara has a footnote The Gemara says, by the way, why are we assuming that the Kohen is able to wear a shal rosh? Forget about the fact not wear a shal yad. Isn't there a chatzitz in a shal rosh too? The problem with the yad is that the shal yad cannot be in between his kisones and his body. How about the rosh nami? Shal rosh also get in the way. Doesn't the mitznefes have to be directly up against his head? The Gemara answers, no, but Tana Sa'aro Hayanira Ben Sitzlam Mitznefes. There was, the Shatzis didn't cover all of it, didn't go all the way till his hairline. The Mitznefes only went till here. So the front of his hair was popping out in front of the Mitznefes. Visham, Shisham Meniach Tfilin. So there was space. The Tfilin Sharosh and the Mitznefes could be side by side. Okay, that's an important side point. It does, by the way, indicate that there is a, would be a Chatzitza problem even for the Tfilin Sharosh, which is not the Sheet of the Rashba, who thinks there's no chatzitza on shal rosh. So this gemara does seem to indicate that pashas like the rush, that there is a chatzitza problem both in shal rosh and shal yad. The Rajba works to get out of it. But what the other thing that's fascinating about our gemara, and I'll leave you with this to think about, is our gemara appears to say that shal yad and shal rosh are independent of one another. That seems to be the Gemara's very comfortable maskana. I would have thought, ahavamina, that the shayad sharosh are intertwined based on ukshartam uksavtam. As you said, it's a hekesh, kamashvala, no. Mishnah in this fourth paragraph of Menachas, they're not ma'akvos zuazu. The Rambam explains in Sefer HaMitzvahs, that means the two separate mitzvahs are counted as separate mitzvahs, as we saw. We saw that in the Mishnah Torah already. So that makes it strange when you look back at our Gemara that seems to say that there is an interconnection between Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, and there's an insistence on the way in which you put them on and take them off. So this Gemara in Erechin is an interesting entree into our sugya, which we will return to in Mirtshem tomorrow. We're going to see that our Gemara is going to be addressing two things. Number one, the lichatchila, how ought you to put on tefillin, and how does that compare and contrast the perspective of Menachos with the perspective of Erchin, and there's a Tosis here that raises that issue. That's the first thing we want to figure out in, when we return to Menachos Daf Lamed Vav. And the second thing is going to be Tosis Menachos Daf Lamed Vav has an interesting Bidi-Eved question. The Gemara tells you what the order ought to be like. Are there ever exceptions? One type of exception might appear in the Gemara in Erechin. There might be a different type of exception also. Would we ever put on Shal Rosh before a Shal Yad? Could that be? You put on both, but the Shal Rosh goes first. So those are common attractions, which we will dive in tomorrow. Mirtzos Hashem. As we said before, we have Shir Mirtz Hashem tomorrow and Wednesday. Halavai, we should be Zochet to have Shir on Tisha B'Av. And we will continue then next week, Monday.